Hey guys, coming up today on Sports Spectrum, Jonathan Isaac, Orlando Magic forward. He's been on the show at least three other times, and now he's got something really cool that he's been a part of with his own company that he launched. And I wanted to make sure we get Jonathan back on because the NBA season is right around the corner, and this is a big year for him trying to stay healthy. And I believe he says he's, for the first time, finally ready to go into this season 100% healthy. So I'm excited for him. Certainly excited for his new company, and there's a lot to talk about here with Jonathan Isaac. It'll be coming up in a moment. First, I want to tell you about Compassion International, a great partner with us. We love Compassion and what they stand for, releasing kids from poverty. Think about your kid. What if your kid and you and your situation was one that was poverty-stricken, where you didn't know where your next meal was coming from? You didn't know if your kid could have food or, you know, education or medical care. Even the simple training that takes place in schools, vocational training, even sharing the gospel, that can be difficult sometimes in poverty-stricken areas. Well, that's where Compassion comes in, and they're just amazing at what they do. I was able to be around Compassion and take a trip with Compassion down to the Dominican Republic last year, and I saw the tangible work that they were doing, and these kids, with a smile on their face, were being released from poverty in Jesus' name. And that's what Compassion International is so, it's just what makes them so special, is that they do this with a heart for the gospel. They help release kids from poverty and give them opportunities for food and education and medical care. And here's the beautiful part. You and I can take part in this, and it really does make a difference. I met my sponsored child down in the Dominican Republic, and it was amazing to see the smile on that little boy's face, little Samuel, down the Dominican Republic. And I want to encourage you, just consider sponsoring a child. Pray about it. Go to compassion.com/sportsspectrum and pray about sponsoring a child in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, it changed my life. I believe it will do yours as well. And it's a great cause, right? You get to find a kid and communicate with them for many, many years and know that your money, your donation, your sponsorship is changing a life forever for the gospel. Check out compassion.com/sportsspectrum and sponsor a child today. Also want to remind you about our Sports Spectrum magazine. Go to sportspectrum.com, click the magazine icon, and subscribe to a one-year subscription to Sports Spectrum's magazine. Faith-filled content, family-friendly content, clean content, the gospel, and of course, sports. Go to sportspectrum.com, click the magazine icon, and subscribe today to our Sports Spectrum magazine. Oh, and use the code PODCAST15 to save 15%. PODCAST15, save 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine. Again, the website, sportspectrum.com. It's always great to welcome back our friend Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic. Welcome back to the show, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thank you so much for having me. And nice shirt.
Yeah, I'm rocking the Unitas shirt today, which we're going to talk a lot about. WeAreUnitas.com is the website. That's Jonathan's new company that he just launched a month or two ago. Really exciting times about that. But we got to start. Let me just start with this. How are you doing? We got an NBA season that's coming up soon too. A lot of people are excited to watch you back on the court. You had some injuries and some stuff that we'll talk about in a little bit, but how are you feeling right now? You're ready to go, right?
Yeah, I'm 110%. So I'm feeling great. I'm playing one-on-one and two-on-two every day. And I'm just, you know, excited to get ready for the season. You know, things are rolling around, working on my conditioning, but outside of that, I'm all good.
And that's the first time that you've probably felt this way in a while, I would think, over the last few years, right?
This is the first time that I've been healthy during the summer, where I could actually work on my game and not just be rehabbing an injury, trying to make it back for the start of the season. So I'm excited and just feel really good about that, you know, the way everything is working out.
So I want to talk a little bit about last season. You went back to January of earlier this year. It was January 23rd, and that was a big moment, I'm sure, for you, because you got to return to the court for the first time in over 2 years. You scored 10 points, played, I think, only 9 minutes, but got 10 points, a few boards, a few steals. And it was against Boston, which is always a good way to showcase your skills against a really good team. But I want to really ask you about your faith. What was God showing you in that return to the court knowing that you had this opportunity, I got to imagine there was an appreciation from the Lord that he was allowing you back on the court after being away for so long.
Yeah, there's so much there. Just working so hard to get back, trusting God through the process, the monotony of every single day. Am I going to be back this season? Am I going to be back in time? You know, we had some timelines that had to get pushed back. And so I was just like, oh man, you know, how is this going to work out? And then we get to the place where I'm like, you know, we're ready. We're going to do this. Boston is the game. I had been playing in the G League a little bit earlier. So I was ready to go. I knew I was going to be limited minutes. And I think what God was just telling me is just to trust him. Like there was so much pressure. And I know that pressure is an internal thing at the end of the day, but you know, I'm coming back to the court. There's all this anticipation. It's a home game. It's versus Boston. It's just all of this, like, oh my gosh, you know, it would have been, I don't even know how to phrase it, but it was just the amount of, you know, anxiousness and just this is going to be a huge moment, standing ovation when you come back. It was just a lot. And in that moment, it was just like, God, I'm just going to try my best to just stay focused on being grateful that I'm out here, trusting in you that, you know, my body and just, you know, injuries in general, I'm okay. I can trust it and just let go. And that's what happened. And, you know, thank God I played well and I was able to help the team win. But to me, the moment could not have been better. Like to be able to show up and you know, now everybody's like, yeah, we got him back. Like, we're so excited. Like, this is the J.I. You know, it was just like, it was like, God, like, you are good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're good. You're real. And just, you know, just kind of trust in the process, continuing to.
And then, you know, I don't ever say God's preparing us for storms, but I think he says the storms are going to come. You've been through more storms on and off the court than I think most athletes that I've talked to over the last few years. And then another injury happens. Did you feel more prepared by God to be able to handle something like that at that point than maybe the previous injuries?
10,000%.
Yeah.
1,000% more prepared. And it was still tough. Like having gone through the ringer before and being like, okay, I know that God is faithful. I know that God has me. And it's still extremely hard to put everything in the proper perspective when it comes to life setbacks and the things we go through, trials and tribulations that God talks about. If I don't have the people that I have around me, I'm telling you, I would not be on this call with you right now. Like, you know, I say it on every call, but it really is the truth. My wife, my family, my church family, my pastor, those are people that when things like this happen, that's who I'm on the phone with. And that's who is encouraging me. And, you know, we've been through this before. We're going to do it again. You're going to get through this process. When I want to be like, man, to heck with everything, I'm done. Like, just hang it up. Yeah. It is what it is. You know, they keep me honest. They keep me humble. And I just try my best. Okay, God, here we go. Get back to, you know, where I need to be. And the beginning of it was very scary because it's like, okay, here we go. I don't know what this could look like. But once I went to the doctor, he was like, yo, this is nothing. Like, this is nothing. You know, it's going to be super quick, 20 minutes. We'll clean up a little bit of stuff, left, right side. You're going to be more flexible than you ever were and everything like that. And I was just like, okay, let's do it. And I was back to running, jumping, and banging in 6 weeks.
Wow, that's quick. You talked about surrounding yourself with the right people. I don't know a ton of NBA guys, but I've met a handful to know that there is a circle that almost every player has, that circle of trust with certain guys. How have you seen the evolution of that for you to make sure you're not just around guys that are yes people, but you're around people that can help tell you no occasionally, that can encourage you in your faith, and that can really help build you up in the right way? I'm not saying that the other guys are doing it wrong, but I'm saying I've talked to guys who've said, I had myself surrounded by the wrong people. They felt like the right people, but they weren't the right people. How have you seen that in the evolution of that over your career?
Well, you know, spiritual authority gets flack a lot, but I have seen it, in my opinion, work in the way that it's supposed to, in the sense that my pastor is that person for me that is the a mentor, a friend, wisdom, guidance, a you know when a no when you need it, and a yes when you need it also. And so I would say that has been the prime. I would thank God for the choice to submit myself and to be humble enough to to allow that to take place. But it has been the difference in my life. Again, why I'm on this call with you right now, why I haven't quit, why I haven't given up. And through that, God has blessed me with a wife and a family. I'm a new dad. And so God has been good. But when it comes to the people that I have around me, that's that spiritual authority and just kind of wisdom and mentorship has been the difference.
So you mentioned being a new dad. How's that going? By the way, I ask this question a lot. Have you seen God differently now that you have your own child to pour into and that you're the father of this child? Does that help you see God as father differently?
1,000%. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like, I mean, it talks about all through the word. We have to be like little children, and that just the way that God loves us unconditionally, and in spite of us, in a way, in spite of what we do, in spite of where we go wrong. The father and the prodigal son, all these different stories just points to the heart and the character of God, but you don't see it that clearly until you have something of your own that you are responsible for, that God has entrusted you with, and all you want to do on your part is be good enough for this for this child. And at the same time, it's like the thing that goes in the back of my mind all the time is I just want her to know that I love her. Like that is the thing that goes through all these parents' mind. When you first have a baby, I just want them to know that I love them for them. Whether good, bad, different, and ugly. I think that is what God is saying to us. He loves us while we were yet sinners. He died for us, and we can experience that through a relationship with Him.
Yeah, just it reminds me, I just shared a sermon at my church this past weekend. I know you preaching some too, so we got that in common at least. And I was sharing on identity, which is a very common, used term, I think, especially for athletes who are followers of Christ. My identity is not in what I do, it's in who God says I am. And we say that a lot, but it's not always easy. And I remember reading Matthew 3 at the end, where Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist, and the voice from heaven descends on Jesus and he looks at him and says, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." And Jesus hadn't done anything yet. He hadn't done any miracle. He hadn't done anything. And then immediately he goes into the wilderness and is tempted. Literally the next piece of scripture, he goes into 40 days in the wilderness and the devil starts tempting him. And I'm just wondering for you, as you started to have those moments where you knew your identity was rooted in Christ, right? And you knew, because that happened, I think, your rookie year when you really got it. From walking with Jesus. And it felt like all of a sudden you entered into a temptation, not a temptation, but a den where the devil was just coming at you with all of these different things.
Battlefield.
How have you been as you battled that battle? I think of the Phil Wickham song, "The Battle Belongs to You, Lord." But how have you been able to stay rooted in Christ, stay rooted in your true identity? With all of the stuff that has come at you, but also, let's be honest, the pats on the back and all of the great things that are happening as well. How do you not get caught up in either of those things and just stay focused on Christ?
I think to say that you can do it, it's absolutely possible, but it's also extremely difficult. And I would be lying if I said that I've done it perfectly, throughout this entire process. I've gone right, I've gone left, I've gone up, I've gone down. But the one thing that has stayed consistent is that the foundation of my relationship with Jesus Christ is a reality. I can always, kind of one, he always brings me back, but I always find myself in a position where I'm saying, God, I just want to do right. I just want to do right by you, even if I've done wrong, even if I've gone the other way. It's like that David, and not comparing myself, but like that David heart, like God, like at the end of the day, creating me a clean heart, renew within me a right spirit. And I feel like God is always in the midst of everything that's going on. I've been able to come back to that central moment of why I put my faith in Jesus in the first place. That central, God loves me for who I am unconditionally, and I'm not going to find that love anywhere else. I can always come back to that. And then again, pointing back to the people that are in my life, I always have people who can, who are watchful, who are spotting me, who are tracking me, my wife, again, my family, my pastor, my church family, where it's like, okay, you know, you're out of balance. You know, you're this, you're that. And I can always, okay, I need to come back. I need to come back. I need to get back to the altar. I need to get back to that, focusing on that central relationship. And so we all struggle in a million different ways, but God is faithful and God will complete the work that he started in each of us. And, you know, some of us go through trials that are more difficult, and, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And so I've gone through my fair share of things, but I know that God has called me. I know that he has a plan and a purpose for my life. And I always am able to kind of just bring it back to that central moment.
What I love seeing about this journey that you've been on is all the different doors that have opened. So let's talk about Unitas for a second, because I remember when you and I talked earlier this year, you gave me a call. You invited me to the launch party, and you were telling me about your heart behind this company. And I was so pumped for you, because I know your heart for the gospel, but I know your heart behind the clothing apparel and this company. So why don't you just share a little bit about Unitas and tell everybody about what's been going on here, if they don't know, because I've been seeing you in a lot of places and I'm really excited for what's happening.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Unitas, well, going back to the foundation, again, tying into the wisdom and the kind of guiding of my pastor, but I was signed to Nike back in 2020. I got injured. I tore my ACL and Nike didn't re-sign me. And from that point on, you know, I'm kind of throwing it around in my head, you know, there's Adidas, there's these other companies that when I get back healthy, you know, I could approach or they could approach me. But I had mentioned it to my pastor, like, hey, you know, this is what's going on. And he said, you should make your own shoe. And I was like, that is ridiculous.
I'm not Michael Jordan, right?
And he's like, no, you should make your own shoe. You should figure out what that would look like. And, yeah, you know, you get to inspire yourself and put whatever you want on it and all that. And so I started to go down the road of what would that look like? You know, I could put my favorite scripture on the shoe. My middle name is Judah. So I could have kind of a lion inspired shoe. And then that conversation turned into, why just make a shoe for myself? And why not try to create this idea of being able to give people the freedom to buy with their values? You know, people who agree with me on, you know, certain things or live their life to certain values. And that's when the name Unitas came about. Actually, again, my pastor, he was at the altar, and he's looking at, this is what he's telling me, he's looking at the, we have the Ark of the Covenant kind of right at the middle of our altar. And, you know, you have the wings pointed in the middle, and he's saying, God, unite us, like, God, unite us as a body. And he's like, Jonathan, you need to name it Unitas. And I'm like, I love it. I absolutely love it. And so we start going down that road. And the heartbeat of it for me simply is that I want to see my values represented in the marketplace. And we live in a free country, a free society. Companies are free to do whatever they want to do. I want that to be known, that people understand that that's where I'm coming from. All these companies are free to do what they want to do, but we don't have to co-sign their message, their values by giving them our money. And if we can have a high quality, you know, high level sports and apparel company that stands for certain values that I know millions of Americans agree with, then why not? Why just complain about them going in a direction that, you know, doesn't honor God or doesn't stand for our kind of foundational traditional values as a country? But why not do something about it and give freedom loving Americans, faith loving Americans, the option to buy with their values? And that's where the heartbeat of United started. And I just kind of started to just kind of run with it. What would this look like to do it? And, you know, just kind of step by step, trying my best to allow God to lead me and make connections, you know, use connections that I've made over the years, like you, Jason, and so many other people. Yeah. And then being able to bring them together in one room and just share again, where is this coming from? It's not about hate. It's not about going against anybody. It's simply saying, I want to see my values represented. And if you're not going to represent them, then we can create something that represents them ourselves. And that's it, simply.
And I love that we're talking when we're talking now, because it was a little while back when it was launched. And so you've been on a bunch of shows. You've kind of had some very high level, you know, largely followed people, will say, and brands talk about this. So what's this been like now? Because you're a little bit on the other side of what I call the hurricane, the tornado of just the whirlwind of launching something. And I do want to talk about, you know, the launch party in a second, but the idea of coming out on the other side of it and seeing the response, it feels like it's been pretty good.
It's been a whirlwind. The response has been great. You know, absolutely. I'm super excited and happy about that. But now it's like, okay, you started a company, you launched a company. Now, where are you going? And what are you doing? And how are you innovating? And how are you growing? And, you know, we're going to be launching a sneaker very soon that I'll be wearing this upcoming season. So there's all these moving parts to it. It's kind of you get across that finish line. You're like, whew, we've launched. But it's like, okay, now the game, you know, the real battle is just starting. And so I've learned so much as an individual, as a, you know, a CEO. I've just kind of just soaked it up and just continue to try to get better at it every day. But it's been challenging. There's been ups, there's been downs already. But I'm so excited about what this can be. It can be a truly God honoring movement of people coming together, no matter what you look like, no matter where you come from, around these set of values, faith, family, and freedom. And then standing for them with encouragement, with courage, with pride in what you believe in, but also in love and lending a hand to other people who disagree and allowing for conversation and discourse.
That's where I was going to ask you. I'm sure that's there. You know, people might say, what do you mean freedom? What do you mean values? But if there's a way to have, which is very hard in today's age, but if there's a way to have civil discourse with people, this is something I think where you'd really want to embrace something like that. Even probably some of your teammates or guys that you play against and with in the NBA, there's going to be some discourse or some disagreement there. Hopefully, though, have you seen opportunities where you can sit down and say, okay, let me talk to you about this. You may still disagree with it, but let's do this in love here because I care about you.
1,000%. And even so, not necessarily with the teammates, but, you know, I've been on interviews where, you know, I've been kind of, you know, they went at me about my position and what do you mean freedom? What do you mean faith? What do you mean family? And I was able to give an example of, you know, something that has happened in our past or is happening currently in our country and saying, okay, this is something where I felt my values in this way were undermined or attacked. And so because of that, I want to pivot in a different direction. And I think I should be free to do that without, you know, free of criticism, free of what anybody thinks, because I'm not criticizing anybody else. And so, I've had my fair share of being able to talk about it, and it is difficult to lean into it. It's just where we are right now as a country. Everything is so polarizing. You know, there's the trigger words. There's the, you know, if you even kind of believe this thing, you're automatically in this camp and, no. You know, you don't need to be spoken to and whatnot, or you're a hateful person. And so I've had my fair share of conversations, and I'm getting better at being willing to talk about it and express myself. And at the end of the day, you let the cards fall where they may. I know where my heart is, and I'm hoping that people can, you know, get the same message.
Yeah. And I think if you're looking for a little deeper idea from this, read Jonathan's book, Why I Stand. It came out last year and it was a bestseller, but I think that really dives deep into the heart of all of this, because it started with, when you and I first talked, I was thinking about this. This was 6 years ago or 5 years ago in 2018. You were not even in your second year yet. And just thinking about who you were then, or even who you were as a rookie compared to now, like, would you have laughed if I said, hey, Jonathan, you know what? In 5 years, you're going to be an author of a best-selling book and you're going to have your own company and your own sneaker. You probably would have never spoken to me again if I had told you that.
Never in a million years. And that is something that I also spoke this past weekend at my church.
There you go.
And one of the things that I was talking about was that, you know, how much is on the inside of us. Like what I was doing even before coming to Christ, I was a basketball player. That's all I did. I played basketball, I played video games, and I had my fun. Like that was all to Jonathan Isaac. But once I allowed God into my life, he started to direct and steer. And all of these things that I had no idea were on the inside of me are coming out. And I'm finding a creativity that I never knew that I had, and a love for creation and words and all these different things. And you know, being a speaker, I never in a million years would have thought I would be a speaker. And so God is good. And that's been something that's just been so crazy about, you know, the growth and just allowing God to lead.
And I was with you at one of those speaking events, but I'm guessing this off season, you had quite a few of those. What has that part been like? Because I'm with you. When I left ESPN, I never spoke once before then. And suddenly people were asking me to come and share about that story. And I'm like, you know, I've never spoke before, right? And they're like, we just want you to share your story. And I was really intimidated and thought, there's no way I'm qualified to do this. What's that been like for you to be somebody, you know, being asked to speak at these conferences and these men's events? What's that been like?
I hate it.
You don't like it?
Well, I hate it because me as a person, I'm very quiet. I don't really talk much. I know that it's a God thing. When I'm asked to speak, because it's not something that I would ever want to do. I'm somebody that has struggled tremendously in my past, and I've become so much better at it, and I'm working at it, but with anxiety, with just like that kind of fear and self-insecurity, especially when it comes to public speaking. So to think that I am a public speaker is insane. Like, it just speaks to the goodness of God and that God has us, like that God has us. So speaking has been, I've grown in it. I'll be speaking at Liberty University, this in a week.
Convocation.
So yes, so
Let's go.
everything's been it's I don't even know what to call it, but God is good.
Well, it's called ordering your steps, and it's called what is it? In all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your steps. I think that's Proverbs 3:6, because that's what it is. I mean, you and I could have planned this whole thing out 5 years ago and said, you're gonna be six-time all-star, all NBA, whatever, and no injuries and all this. And God's like, I got something different for you, but I got something bigger for you. And that's really hard sometimes for us to see, what is it? See the forest through the trees. But he's doing some cool things in you, man. I'm really happy for you. I'm really proud of you. Can I ask you an NBA question? Like this
Of course.
season, you guys with the Magic, you got a lot of good players on that team, a lot of young players, but a team with some expectations. You got to be pumped for this season and being able to try and contribute and be a part of this team that's on its way up. We'll just say it's an uptick for this team. I think the playoffs are a real possibility this year.
I'm extremely excited that everybody's healthy, that everybody's together, we're working. I feel good about where we are and what we can be and do. And it's just about the work at the end of the day. We're putting in work, we're getting better, and I can't wait to be able to showcase, who we are.
Yeah. And you're going to be a huge part of that, I have no doubt, this year with the Orlando Magic. What is your favorite, I don't know, your favorite city on the road that you've experienced that you thought, no way would I enjoy this? Or are you even able to enjoy cities when you go on the road, or do you just kind of stay cooped up in your hotel room? That's probably a better question.
Yeah, honestly, not so much. I'm definitely like a, we get to the city, I'm in the hotel, like just chilling out until we have something to do. But I would say the spot that has been pleasantly surprising is Memphis. And because they have a restaurant there called Flight, I think it's either Top Flight or Flight, but it's so good. It's like a small plates restaurant where they have so many different things on the menu and they all come in like small plates, and you can have one thing as like your whole main dish. You can break it up into three different things, and it's phenomenal.
I was gonna say though, for you, you're what, 6'10", 6'11"? Like, how do you can't walk around. Let's just check out the city today. Like baseball players will say that. Oh, they get into New York and they're just gonna walk around. And I'm like, yeah, you can blend in, but you're 6 foot, like you can't blend
And
in what
we do get recognized quite a bit, and so it is good to just you just want to chill.
Right. It's nothing bad about fans wanting to say hello and recognize you, but at some point you probably just wanna hang
Right.
out. All right, let me ask you two more questions. The last one on Unitas. When can I get a sneaker? Like, when will that be available for people to buy the new Jonathan Isaac sneaker that's going to be coming out?
Yes, the Unitas Judah One, they will be here mid to late September, early October at the latest. And so we'll be working to get those things on the website, and we'll do a whole launch around it, marketing and media and all that stuff. And so you won't miss it. Just if you go ahead and follow We Are Unitas on Instagram, Twitter, check out the website, weareunitas.com, you won't miss a thing.
And you're going to be wearing that sneaker this year, right?
Yeah, so I've been working out in it for weeks now.
I love that. I'm excited. All right, my last question. You know where we're going because we've asked this a few times when you've been on the show. What is God showing you and teaching you right now as you get ready to begin another NBA season and all the great things with Unitas, the book last year, the speaking, all of the hats that you're wearing, all of these crazy things that God has allowed you to experience? What's the great lesson he's showing you today?
I would say abide in him.
That's good.
Life is crazy. We are so far from perfect. There's ups, there's down. Again, just the left, there's the right. We make mistakes all the time. Some of the mistakes we make are on purpose. And just a, like a, abide in him, abide in his grace, abide in his love, strive towards becoming better each and every day. And I think God is just saying, I got it. Like I've got you. I think some of the things that I've gone through, even in my past, is this over this sense of control. And God, I want this to go this way, and I'm working towards it going this way, and I want this thing to line up exactly the way that I want it to. But then just like releasing, like, God, you've got me. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to abide in you, and you're going to take care of all of my needs, according to your riches and glory.
I like that. Abide in him. He is Jonathan Isaac. Congratulations on everything, bro. I'm so glad we were able to get you back on the show. WeAreUnitas.com is the website, and the NBA season is going to be here before we know it. So we're excited for you. All the best, and we'll be talking to you again soon, I hope.
Thank you so much, Jason. Appreciate you.
And many thanks to Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic for joining us here once again on Sports Spectrum. I remember the first time we talked to him back in 2018. He had just started his walk with the Lord, and even then he saw how difficult it was to be an NBA player and be true to your faith and live out your walk with Jesus. And then everything took place in the bubble when he stood and all the rest of the players kneeled during the national anthem. Then he wrote a book about it, Why I Stand, and he had a lot coming at him with both the injuries and a lot of people who just didn't agree with his stance for Christ. And it can be hard in the NBA as a follower of Jesus, but I know Jonathan's doing the best that he can. I'm glad to see that he's still walking with the Lord, and I'm glad to see that he's 100% healthy, because I'm excited. The NBA is coming in just a few weeks, and it's going to be awesome to watch the NBA once again kicking off. And Jonathan Isaac, he's the guy we can all cheer for down there in Orlando with the Magic, and excited for his Unitas company as well. WeAreUnitas.com is the website. And again, thanks to Jonathan for returning to Sports Spectrum. We thank you as well for tuning in, for joining us here on the show. We always appreciate your support. We look at you guys as ambassadors for Sports Spectrum and ultimately ambassadors for Jesus, right? 2 Corinthians 5:20 says we are ambassadors for Christ, Paul talks about. And that's how I look at myself just doing this show. I'm trying to represent Christ as best as possible. I know that was Jonathan's stance as well, Jonathan Isaac, and hopefully it's yours too. One way you can do that is by sharing this podcast, letting others know about Sports Spectrum, about the brand, about this show, about this interview with Jonathan, and just letting them know about our website, sportsspectrum.com. Just telling people is, I think, the best way to let people know about the fact that we exist and about Jesus doing a great work in the sports world. Again, follow and subscribe to this podcast. Let others know. Check out the website, sportsspectrum.com, for more content, more free devotionals, free resources. And then please do tune in next time right here on the Sports Spectrum podcast. We love you guys. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. We'll see you soon.